Now I'm standing here, yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me who.
Action. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive. If you're tuning in from TikTok, if you're tuning in from YouTube, if you're tuning in from Facebook, Instagram, Spotify for podcasters, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, like iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Amazon Podcasts, like wherever you listen to the Luke Mind Power Podcast, it's a blessing to be alive. Everybody write that in the comments if you're watching right now, wherever you're streaming, wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, write, it's a blessing to be alive. And that's definitely something we have to remind ourselves. But it's very difficult to remind yourself that it's a blessing to be alive when life is shit, when things are not going your way. But, oh, man, you know, I've learned so much, like, after just continuously persevering through my own mental battles and emotional struggles and lack of confidence. And thank you for the gifts. If you're sharing any gifts on YouTube or TikTok or Facebook or wherever you are, like, sending me gifts, I receive that. Thank you. And that's something that you can, I'm digressing madly, badly right here, but I'm just sharing with you. If someone gives you a compliment, someone gives you a gift, someone gives you something positive, say, this is what I would teach all my clients, I receive that. A lot of us have a problem with receiving a compliment, with receiving something that people are giving to us. Maybe we're not used to that. And if you're not used to receiving, then you always want to push it back. But no, but what if God is actually going, hey, I just want to give you a gift. I want to show you that, you know, that faith is real. I want to show you that I'm in your life. Hey, here's a gift. And you're like, oh, nah, stop it. No, don't. No. Like, no. If someone is actually giving you something, like, how does it feel sometimes? Like, I don't know. Give an example. Someone wants to give you $100. You're like, oh, my God, don't be stupid. Like, please. Like, that's fine. It's, I don't need your money. Like, but it's that someone's insisting. And they're just like, no, seriously, I just want to give it to you. It's just a gift. Like, just, you know. Right? Because they're just being kind. Or maybe someone wants to pay for your dinner or you're going out. And you're like, nah, I'm paying. Nah, I don't care. I'm getting it. Right? And you're battling for it. It's like, if someone is insisting and giving you a compliment or they're insisting to do something, let them fucking do it. It's the blessing that you're receiving. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, and just be grateful that someone is willing to give you something and you've got an open heart to say, wow, thank you, I received that. A lot of us don't feel comfortable in receiving. Interesting, eh? It's like, wonder why. What's your problem? Why can't you receive? Why can't you just allow someone to give you something and you go, oh my God, thank you so much, I received that. So the reason why I'm helping you guys to understand the power of receiving is because it also values, it also like gives you, helps you, I'm losing myself here. The reason why receiving is so powerful, okay, is because when you give, you open the door to receive. So what's really happening in the universe or God is saying, hey, you are valuable. I want you to know that you are valuable. So I'm going to give you some signs that you are valuable. How am I going to give you some signs? Well, I'm going to tell some people to give you something and see whether you can receive it or not. A lot of the times, actually, my friend Marian, my personal trainer, actually did this the other day. And he was wearing a singlet. And it was kind of like, it was like more fashion, like luxury vibe, but it was it didn't have sleeves. And, you know, he's a big guy, you know. So we're at the gym and I said, fuck, nice shirt, bro. Like, love the shirt, you know. And he's like, I bought it from Amazon. And it's like, but I didn't ask you where you bought it from. I was just giving you a compliment. I could not care less. I could not give a shit where you bought it from. I don't care if you found it on the street. But all I was doing was just acknowledging that it was shirt. It looked good. Interesting. Pay attention to, you know, how people respond and also how you respond to, like, when someone gives you a compliment. Like, are you looking for a reason as to downplay the compliment? Or can you actually just say, oh, thank you so much, I received that? What are you really doing? Okay. And now we're getting to the fucking nitty-gritty shit. Now we're really becoming aware. I'm going to help you become aware of where your confidence is. Because if you don't have self-confidence, you will reject the compliments. Okay. If you don't have self-confidence, you will reject the compliments. Okay. So if you're a little bit not sure about yourself, okay, then you will reject the compliments. Why I say that? Let me give you a reason why. Is because if someone says to you, oh my gosh, like let's just use Marianne for example, he's an amazing guy, right? But let's just say, right, I said, oh my gosh, like it's a nice, really nice shirt. And he's like, oh, I bought it from Amazon. It's like, didn't ask you where you bought it from. I was just giving you a compliment. I just said it's nice. So my awareness and where I'm coming from is saying, like, you know where you buy your clothes from. You know how you feel about yourself. Now, if you are aware of yourself and you're confident about yourself and you understand your worth and you understand your power and you understand how you feel about yourself and you understand the value that you bring to the world, someone gives you a compliment, then you should be able to receive that fucking thing. I was going to say motherfucker because I was like, yeah, you want to receive it, man. Like, fucking give it to me. Yes, I'm receiving it. Why? Because my shirt, I'm the one that put it on. I'm the one that's wearing it. I don't need to go, I bought it from this place. I don't give a shit where you bought it from. Someone's saying something positive to you. You should fucking in your head, you should know. Well, I woke up this morning and I looked in my cupboard and my wardrobe and I put on these clothes and I'm wearing these shoes and I've got this handbag or I've got this watch or whatever. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's a really nice watch. I'm like, yeah, thank you. I fucking worked hard for this fucking watch. You know, it cost me $20,000. So thank you. I received the compliment. Not like, oh yeah, let me figure out where I bought it from and let me figure out, you know, what shop it came from. And you know what I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen? Like, stop downplaying shit and finding excuses as to why you can't receive. And it's just an automatic habitual thing. It's almost like you can't let someone say something positive to you and you just stand there in your power and go, thank you, I received that. I love the shirt too. Marianne's listening. I'm not having a dig at you, bro. I love you. You're best fucking personal trainer that I could ever wish and dream for. But I'm, you know, I'm just giving an example, you know, and these are the things that I became aware of, you know, as I grew, you know, and I remember starting this personal transformational journey, you know, and that's why this whole podcast, this episode, if you're watching right now, it's all about your emotions, your mental battles, and you being in a shit place right now. If you're not where you want to be, this podcast episode's for you, you know, because this is where you become aware of your level of self-confidence, of who you are as a person, of how you value yourself. Because if you value yourself, you know, these are the kind of shit things that, like, you'll become aware of. And you go, yeah, hang on a second, man, we're fucking talking about where I bought the shirt from. Instead, I'm just like, yeah, thank you so much. Like, I know my worth. I will answer correctly. I know my worth. I don't deflect it. I receive it, you know? But, you know, when it comes to people paying and all that kind of shit, I see that as relationship building. You know, so to give you an example, if I go out for a business meeting and I connect with someone, we speak and all that kind of stuff, I love to pay. You know, I love to pay because giving starts the receiving process. But for example, if I'm continuously seeing the same person, having the same meetings, or we're trying to build something or trying to work together or whatever that is, but then I am always paying and they never put their hand in their pocket and they never try to, you know, to pay. Fuck, that's going to clearly show me that, what kind of benefit is coming from that, you know? Am I just someone who needs to continue to take this person out and, like, pay all the time? Or is there some sort of reciprocation in another way? If there's a different reciprocation, maybe they've got some contacts that you need or whatever. They may be connecting you with someone else that is going to help you to build your business or whatever. Same thing as, for example, I have friends that I go and play soccer with, right? And, you know, I don't pay anything. I go to the fields. We play soccer during the week. And, you know, I think about it. I was actually at one of the fields last week, and I'm looking at, like, the charges of how much it costs to rent a soccer field for 2 hours. And I'm like, wow, okay, I can see the prices. You know, it's not that cheap. You know, it's a bit of a fee. But, you know, when you have, like, 10, 12, whatever people, you know, everyone chips in. It's not that much, really, to be honest, you know. So, and I said this already to my friend, you know. I said it a week or two ago. I said, hey, man, like, by the way, like, you know, if there's anything that I need to pay, or if there's some sort of fee for the soccer, please let me know, man. I'm more than happy to chip in. So, again, what did I do last week? I saw the prices And I said it again. I just said, hey, man, just by the way, you know, I really appreciate the invitation. I love playing with you guys. It's amazing. Love the cardio and all that kind of stuff. But like, man, if there's any way I can, you know, contribute, or if you know, want me to pay something or whatever, like, bro, no problem. You know? So again, it's like the awareness. Become aware of the suckers in your life. Become aware of the takers in your life. Become aware of the people that really just take, 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 but don't give, give, give. You know? And then when you're going to become aware of this shit, then you know, oh, shit, man, that's why I'm feeling drained. That's why, like, a lot of us are oblivious to that. We just fucking don't even think, you know? But why we don't think is because we're just people pleasers. You know, we don't have that level of awareness and self-worth in ourselves. So we just think that by our presence and by being in these relationships or by connecting with people or just like allowing things is just good, you know? And then what's the deeper part of that? Well, you know, we want to feel included. We want to feel a part of something. We want to feel connected. We want to have people in our life, you know? But the truth is sometimes what the problem is, the biggest problem is we want to have people in our life because we don't have ourselves, because we fucking haven't got a good connection with ourselves, because we don't have a relationship with ourselves, because we're fucking scared to be alone. So we just allow ourselves to suffer in silence. And how we do that is by avoiding ourselves. How do we avoid ourselves? Well, we be available for everybody else. We say yes. You know, we be the yes, yes, yes. You know, we don't have FOMO. Right? We don't go, oh, well, no, JOMO, joy of missing out, right? We have joy. We don't have joy of missing out. We have the fear of missing out. So when people invite us, we're like, yeah, 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 I'm going to go. Yeah, yeah, I'm available. I'm going to go, right? Instead, when you start working on yourself, you start growing, start becoming better, you start, you know, showing up for yourself, putting yourself first, you start having JOMO. When people invite you, everybody write JOMO, J-O-M-O. It's something that I teach in the Superpower Mastermind program. JOMO. Okay. But then eventually, once you start having a lot of time for yourself and you put yourself first and you have JOMO and you're just like, yep, joy of missing out. Thanks for the invitation. Not available, you know. And that's the other thing. Like when, and I hope this helps you guys. Just looking at the time because I've got to finish up shortly. But just so I can help you, because this is definitely something common. And when I first started growing and I had to start saying no, setting boundaries, and people were inviting me to places, I was always the yes guy. I was always available. But then I had to start responding to invitations and just being quite very blunt and direct. I'm like, hey, thank you so much. This is what I used to do without giving an over explanation. And the reason why we over explain ourselves is because we feel guilty. You know, and that's the hard part about growth, because you're like, oh, just let me explain myself. And it's like, you don't need to fucking explain yourself. You just need to know what you want and where you're going. And you just need to be very direct with people. But again, the wrong people will leave you. The right people will go, oh, okay, thanks for letting me know. You know, but what I did, and I did this to everyone, and, you know, I guess it was harsh and I already made up for it. I spoke to some of my friends and I explained to them now after 5 or 6 years later, was like, hey, this is what I was going through. And this is why I communicated the way that I did. You know, but at the beginning, I never gave an explanation. And if you want to give an explanation, completely up to you. But what I found worked for me, that was the best thing for me, was that I just had to take action, and it had to be, it was kind of crazy action, you know, like I was all in for me. I became fucking selfish, you know, and I think at one point in your life, selfish is fucking good. You know, you've been a people pleaser. You've been the yes person. You've been available for years for so many people. It's like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, for me putting myself first for once in my fucking life, and you're going to fucking complain that I'm not available for you, right? Like, fuck, man. How can you not be like, well, they must be busy. They must have priorities. They must have other things in their fucking life that they want to fucking do. You know what I mean? Fucking piss. Doesn't it piss you off when you think about it? You're just like, fuck, yeah. Like, you've been there for people for fucking years, you know? And all of a sudden, you want to start doing what's best for you. Start saying yes to you. Start showing up. Start doing you. And all of a sudden, people are like, oh, but why don't you want to, why are you not available? Or what, did I do something? Change of behavior makes people think that, oh, my God, they did something wrong. And it's just like, nah, man, I just value my time so much, and I'm changing my life, you know? Not everybody will understand that, but I remember, you know, I love this, like speaking and shit. Man, I can't wait. I'm going to be doing so much more speaking in front of audiences and speaking to so many people over the next few months, which is amazing, because like I love the podcast virtual stuff. It's so beautiful, but I know my place in front of people, you know, it's going to be amazing. But these are the things that, like, whoa, yeah, it's like fucking pisses me off. And I'm just like, get so fucking passionate about this crap, you know? But because it's stupid, eh? Like, you listen to it, and like, I don't know if you can relate with what I'm saying, but can you get what I'm saying? Like, isn't it piss you off when you think about it? It's like, what? Yeah, I've given you fucking 10 years of my life, and all of a sudden I want to do what's right for me, but you're getting upset now because I'm not available, right? So for me, it was just, you know, I would get invitations to birthdays and all that kind of stuff. And all I did was, and these are like really close people that I've been very close with for a long time. And I can appreciate how they just couldn't understand me. They were just like, what the fuck's wrong with Luke? All of a sudden he's not available, you know? And basically I would reply with these messages and just say, hey, like, I was very kind and courteous. Like, hi, thank you so much for the invitation. Like, thank you so much for inviting me to daughter's birthday or whatever. Unfortunately, I'm unable to make it. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be available and I won't be able to make it. I hope you guys have a great time. Luke. That was it. Right? And from that, oh, yeah, it did. Like, it created chaos. It created fucking misunderstandings. Like, people were fucking like, what the hell's wrong with Luke? Why isn't he available anymore? Why doesn't he want to hang out with us? What did we do? You know? So, of course, 100%, you know, I could have done things differently. You know, I could have gone, you know what? Like, these are people that I have known for such a long time. Let me go around and visit everybody and explain to everyone that I'm on a new path. I'm on a new journey, that I'm changed my life. I'm found myself. I want to be a motivational speaker and I want to help people. I want to inspire people and I want to do what I'm doing, you know? I would have done that. But you know what? That would have required a lot of energy. And when I started doing this work and becoming aware, man, I was all about protecting my energy. I didn't want to be around any environment that drained my energy. And I knew that all these people that I had known, they were not on the same vibrational frequency as me. Not that I'm better than them, but my goal and my vision and my excitement for life was completely different to everybody else. And so I was like, am I really going to go around and like spend all this time to try to explain myself to, not for anybody's approval, because I didn't want anyone's approval. I had my own approval. I knew what I fucking wanted. I went out and fucking got it and I became it and I'm becoming continuously, you know? That's what this life is about, becoming. If you're not becoming, what are you doing? Staying the same? Is that what you're here for? Are you feeling fulfilled? Is life good? You know, are you happy where you are? Because a lot of depression comes from stagnation. What's stagnation? It's just staying the same, you know? Something's eating you inside and you're just not realizing that, oh my God, like, what's wrong? Like, what's going on? It's like, maybe just because you're not growing. Staying the same, you know, nothing's changing in your life. Or maybe you're repeating like cycles over and over again. There's certain things that are happening in your life that are just happening over and over and over again. And you're not paying attention to that. And so life doesn't change. It just stays the same. So guys, that's my time for today. I hope that you are inspired. I hope you share this podcast with the world, with your Facebook pages, wherever you listen. Maybe your friend would need to listen to something inspirational like this. Whatever you're struggling with, there are answers. I'm here to support you. I have an amazing coaching program called the Superpower Mastermind. In fact, Awaken Your Power. I want to just quickly say thank you so much to everyone who's streaming Awaken Your Power on Spotify, wherever you're listening to the Luke Mind Power music. Because you can search me as an artist on YouTube, on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, wherever, Deezer, wherever you want to listen to all my songs that I've released, but especially Awaken Your Power has nearly 60,000 streams. And I just want to say thank you for listening to my music. I'm so glad that you enjoy it. I'm so glad it inspires you. And I'm getting a lot of messages and I'm seeing so many people create content with my songs. So thank you so much for your support. I'm so excited to continue to create music, create songs that you love to listen to, that inspire you and motivate you and help you to live your freaking dreams. But if there is anyone that's watching right now and you're interested in learning more about what it would look like to actually work on your mental health, your emotional healing, and you want to work in a community with amazing like-minded people and go through a step-by-step proven system that actually helps you to completely transform your life, find your purpose, and build self-confidence, then there is a link in the description of this video. If you're watching on TikTok, click the link in my bio. You see the 12 weeks Superpower Mastermind. All right, guys, I believe in you. And guess what? I'll see you on the next episode. Love you guys. Peace out.
Now I'm standing here. Yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me who I am.